AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As the House pushes to impeach President Trump over the Capitol riot, he's taking no responsibility for his role in sparking it. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
When he spoke to supporters just before the riot, the president encouraged them to stand up against lawmakers whom he said allowed the election to be stolen.
We fight like hell.
House Democrats are charging him with incitement of insurrection. But in his first remarks to reporters since the riot, the president says it wasn't his fault.
People thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
What he says is not appropriate is another bid to impeach him.
I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger.
But the president says he does not want to see any violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
On the House Rules Committee, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says we have been down this impeachment road before.
They failed with the Russia investigation. They failed with the Mueller investigation. And they failed with their first impeachment investigation.
Committee Chair Jim McGovern from Massachusetts says the rioters last week got instructions from the President of the United States.
They came here to destroy things, to desecrate things. And they did so because the President of the United States told them to go do it. At his urging, they came to the Capitol.
A total of 15,000 National Guard members have now been activated and will deploy to Washington, D.C. to help provide security in the run-up to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on the FBI to add anyone identified breaching the Capitol during last week's violent riot to the federal no-fly list. The no-fly list is one of the government's most controversial post-9/11 counterterrorism programs. About a week before he leaves office, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo accused Iran of having secret ties with the Al-Qaeda network and imposed new sanctions on several senior Iranian officials. This is AP News. The Trump administration is speeding up the coronavirus vaccine process.
While the number of vaccines will increase, getting them into people's arms continues to be the issue. Jason Schwartz is an assistant professor of health policy at Yale School of Public Health.
States are absolutely struggling to get vaccines out as quickly as they're being manufactured and distributed.
His suggestion?
It's really important that states move to a model that prioritizes mass vaccination.
As of Monday, only about 35% of available vaccines had been administered.
The time for addressing learning curves and addressing these barriers that we've seen now really needs to end given the urgency of the situation we're seeing.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The president of the Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee is trying to reassure the public the postponed games will open in 6 months. Two polls in Japan in the last few days showed doubts about holding the games because of the pandemic. Ed Donahue, AP News.